Those polls are open. Let me speak to Virginia McVeigh, who'll be keeping a very close eye on this today, because it should all run smoothly. That's what certainly those who organise it will be hoping for, that it all runs as smoothly as can be. But with the polls open now for best part of 2 hours and 10 minutes, the sun is shining. Some people will already have been out voting. Virginia, good morning.
Good morning.
So, as one of the principal organisers, what should we be bringing with us to the polling station?
Well, it's to remind everybody not to leave the house, the office, or the car without your photographic ID. So you can bring a driving licence, a passport, an electoral ID card, or one of the TransLink smart passes, such as the senior smart pass.
So if you forget any of those, you'll be turned away.
I'm afraid so. So hopefully you'll have time to go back again. They opened at 7. They are open until 10. So if you find yourself in that position, really hope that you can leave enough time to come back again before 10 o'clock. If you're in the queue at 10 o'clock, don't worry. You will be entitled to cast your vote.
As the Chief Electoral Officer, do you feel under pressure today, or is this an easy one because it's only the local government elections?
Well, we have 819 candidates and a record eligible electorate of over 1.3 million. So it's a busy day and staff are working very hard. Always send out thanks to the 3,500 people who come from all different walks of life who help us man the polling stations and make this happen. It's a large event and we're hoping for a good turnout, 51% at the last local elections. And as you say, it's a dry day so far.
Do I get the impression that nearly every other councillor gets elected?
It depends on the numbers. They vary across the different DEAs. Some have stiffer competition by numbers than others.
Yeah, but do you off the top of your head know the figure of how many standing, how many seats are up for grabs?
I think it's about 426. So yes, in terms of, but they're not obviously evenly spread. So 818 and 400 odd seats.
Yeah, so I understand what you're saying. It's not evenly spread just across the country. Virginia, you know, people will be out and about and they'll be doing a million other things during the course of today. You say a 51% turnout, I think, last time around. Would you be encouraging people to make a bit of an effort to visit a polling station close to them?
Always encourage people to go out. They've made the effort in record numbers to go on the register. And that's the point of that exercise, so hopefully they will.
Now, I did say go to a polling station near you. You just can't go to any polling station. You have to go to the one on the polling card. Do you need to bring the polling card?
No, you don't have to bring the polling card, but you're right, that's the indication. If somebody finds themselves at a loss and they're not sure, they can phone the office today on 02890 446 60, and we'll try and help them out with any queries they have.
So the voting lasts until 10 o'clock tonight. Then when do you start counting?
Well, then the counting is run by the 11 councils, so the boxes will all be kept gathered in and held securely tonight, and then the counting will begin across the 11 sites in the morning.
And the count will continue over the weekend. It could be well into Saturday before we know all the results. Am I right on that?
It probably will be, yes. They're sizeable DEAs. And again, it depends on turnout and how the vote is spread. Some may be able to be finished on Friday night. I know they're trying to hope to, but many have their plans for separate DEAs into Saturday.
And finally, if anyone appears on social media having taken a photograph of themselves voting, could they be reprimanded for that?
Yeah, I'd rather work on the basis then that people, phones in pockets, please, and on silent, just for those few minutes that you're in the polling station. Don't take any photographs, and then we can avoid all of that.
Yeah, it is against the law, isn't it?
Yes, they shouldn't do it. Obviously, we don't want to escalate situations when people have made mistakes, but we will get the calls through and we'll have to come back to people where we can. We don't follow all that's on social media, but other people do, and they let us know.
And some people just can't do anything without taking a photograph of it. They'll be photographing their breakfast this morning, putting it on social media, and that's why when they only get a chance to vote every now and again, they think, oh my goodness me, here's an exciting thing. I'm in my wee booth now, and I'm photographing the list of runners and riders, and I'm going to take another photograph of myself, putting the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because that's important. It's not a next today, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, as far down the page as you want to go.
You vote in order of your preference. Whoever you want to vote for first, give them the number one, and so on as far as you want to go down the list. And I'm glad you're highlighting the selfies, because it's part of culture, but not within polling stations today, please.
Yes, please avoid that bad habit that so many of you have, that you have to photograph everything. Virginia, I know you're very busy as Chief Electoral Officer. Thanks very much for giving us the guidance this morning. Thank you.